The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
We've said it so many times, the insurance system makes you crazy. Here's Antonio Briseño, the agent. He's the guy who gets things done. I'm Ted Robertson, a very loyal and privileged co-host, my favorite half hour of the week. Antonio's been in the insurance world for nearly two decades. He's seen this industry from the inside out, and he's seen the system change. It's a moving target. It's chaotic. It's not a DIY thing anymore. You've got to have the agent to handle this stuff for you. He loves what he does. And our favorite bumper sticker, Antonio?
Agent doesn't charge.
The agent does not charge. And we'll talk more about that in this next couple of segments. Very special guest joining us today, Cheryl Bryles-Thompson, who is with Friday Health Plans, a partner of the program, which we are very honored about. Joe Blakely, also with Friday Health Plans, together with Cheryl, and a lot on the plate today. First segment, we're going to talk about the carrier's view of open enrollment for 2020. We will hear from Cheryl and Joe extensively on that topic. In the second segment, we're going to talk about how Friday Health Plans helps businesses. And I'm just going to leave you with this one word as a tease for the second segment. Think micro, and think huge advantage for those of you who are business owners. Antonio, as I said, my favorite half hour of the week. It's good to see your smiling face today.
It's great to be here. And, you know, it's great to do the subject and with our partners because, you know, as we talk about businesses all the time, we go ahead and we have the privilege of being on your show and talking to business owners. And so business owners is a huge part of the business, what I do and try and help.
It is, so and you've been in the business community for a long time here. You've got a lot of networking under your belt, and you know a lot of people, and you've helped a lot of people. And it's just wonderful when you come in and you tell me you've heard from more folks who are saying they're listening to the agent on KRDO. We love hearing that, too. Antonio, the one thing, the burning thing that we have to get out of the way so that we can have a good radio program is let that steam out of you. We're talking about evil, nasty robocalls, guys who will try to take advantage of people who know that this is the time they've got to be racing, or they feel like they have to be racing to get their insurance coverage so that it's effective January 1st. First of all, we don't want anybody to be in a panic, and we don't want anybody to put you in a panic. That's why the agent does what the agent does. So let's talk about those robocalls and what to do about them.
Yeah, well, first, let's give the phone a route in case that person is stranded on the road. Just waiting for us to give the number.
We have to remember.
Yep. We do have to remember. We get too many calls and questions and asks. Give your number out more often, please. And so the number is 719-203-6424. Once again, that is 719-203-6424. So, yes, our favorite subject of the week, every week, seems like.
Yeah, Antonio is officially a killer. He wants to kill robocalls, and he wants your help to do it. And
yes.
Here's how.
Yeah, however we can, let's kill the robocalls. You know, we're all getting them, and they're pretty massive, and it's disgusting. $26 billion last year for health. That's not total because we all get the robocalls. There's about $47 billion overall in the United States. It's just crazy. I mean, we do need to do something about it. I mean, whether it be contacting your phone carrier or contacting, you know, the Attorney General or DORA, the Department of Regulatory Agencies, you know, someone needs to do something. If you get a robocall, do not buy anything. The only way we're going to stop these is to starve them to death. And that's what we need to do. Never buy anything from a robocall. If no one ever buys anything from a robocall, they're not going to spend the money.
And that is how you help get them stopped, in addition to reporting them to these various other agencies like DORA, like your phone carrier, like the Attorney General for the state of Colorado. Antonio, Yeah, big numbers there. 47 billion of them, and more than half of them are robocalls, and more than happen now because of the insurance, the open enrollment. What we want to do next is we want to go to Cheryl Bryles Thompson and Joe Blakely, partners of the agent program with Friday Health Plans. And let's bring them into the discussion, because now we are all about the 2020 open enrollment period and Friday Health Plans' view of the open enrollment period through 2020.
Yeah, looking forward to it. So, yeah, we wanted to get your guys' view on how enrollment is going. And, you know, that we've been had a lot of changes coming up for 2020. And just how has this season been different than it was last year or the past six? So what's your guys' point?
Well, now that we have moved into, and some of the entities out there say we're in open enrollment number 7, I don't know when we're going to stop counting and actually just use the years, because it will start to get confusing. But we are in the 7th fully implemented Affordable Care Act, and which allows individuals to enroll in insurance. If they're going on exchange, they can get in advance premium tax credits, which will help lower their insurance premiums, or they're able to buy off exchange directly with the carrier via a broker as their insurance advocate, so that they can choose the plan that's right for them. In the beginning, and Antonio, you remember these days, it was full on crazy, every open enrollment, where there was basically just this sense of it was very, very frenetic, and everyone was trying to get things done. What I'm seeing in the carriers in general, there seems to be a sense of calmness this open enrollment. A lot of people that have chosen to get coverage via the individual market, they're familiar with the process, they're familiar with their carriers and choices. And typically what the exchange sees is that there's about a 70-30, and I'm going to say approximate, split of new incoming customers that are shopping for the first time, but then also there's about a 28% of people that change plans. So that number is coming down as we find that people are more apt to, again, be a little bit more familiar with their options and their choices, and they're just sticking with what they have. There's not as much churn between carriers as the prior open enrollment periods seem to show.
Yeah, it's definitely been different this year. And we have had a few technical issues this year as well. I mean, I think we've had them every year. But, you know, those happen too, and that kind of makes things interesting as well. But it has been calmer, definitely this year. And I know last year was a little bit more calmer as well. And I think it's because we're not having those drastic changes anymore, where we were having at first, we were having carriers leave the market, and then you got to try and get all your clients, you know, shift over to another carrier, or we're losing carriers out of the market because they go out of business. So it's been an interesting road.
Correct. We've seen there have been a lot of changes. You mentioned carriers coming and going, exiting or coming back in and wanting to engage in the individual market. One of the biggest changes this year that Colorado has seen is we had a reinsurance program that was passed, and really it was designed to help bring insurance premiums down for individuals. Now, unfortunately, there's always unintended consequences when certain legislation or regulations are implemented. One of those with this, the reinsurance program, while yes, the insurance premiums have been reduced, it also affected the APTC, or the advanced premium tax credits that people may be eligible for. So while premiums are coming down, we are seeing that in some cases they're actually getting an increase at their renewal. And so that's one thing I think that is causing a little bit of confusion. And when people are experiencing that, that's when I I recommend, if they're not working with a broker, that they would call you, Antonio, to help explain what the options are and why those changes might be affecting them in that way.
Oh, yeah. We've definitely seen that in the office where some of our existing clients, you know, are calling us and saying, hey, why am I getting such a low premium? Or why am I still getting a high premium? So we're seeing them both ends of the spectrum here, where I have had one client, they are paying $70 a month with one carrier. And now we looked at that same carrier for basically the same plan was going to be over $200 a month. And so quite interesting how that's working. Great thing we have seen is some of our clients that are not receiving subsidies, you know, they're getting a lower premium because of the reinsurance bill. So that's been awesome. But it is very interesting to see how that fluctuation has been with the APTC and how that has affected people positively and negatively.
Correct. Yes, and I think that people should always look at their different options if it makes sense to go through another financial determination, even though it might not be required on exchange, and look at if their situation has changed, whether it's a doctor or a prescription on a formulary or something that might it might be to their benefit to either change carriers or even change just their plan and stay within the same carrier. This is their opportunity during our open enrollment period, which runs November 1st through December 15th for on-exchange enrollment for a January 1st effective date. And then fortunately, if people for some reason miss that time frame and they're fine enrolling off-exchange, there are a little bit more, there's more time available for off-exchange enrollment, and that people, at least with Friday, every carrier is different on what their deadlines are going to be for off-exchange enrollment, but will allow people to come in all the way up to December 31st for a January 1st effective date.
Wonderful. That's awesome. Well, we're going to be going to a break here, and then we're going to have my friend, I am so happy to have Joe Blakely on the show. You know, what I have said this before, and I don't know if I've actually said it on this show before, but he, in my mind, is also should be known as the agent, because this guy is one of my mentors. So wonderful to have him on the show as well. So when we come back.
All right, Antonio, what we're going to talk about in the next segment is how Friday Health Plans helps businesses. And kind of recapping from last week's program, you talked about resources that you make available, but you talked about one thing that I think is really, really important about all of this, and that is how easy you make this for businesses. Businesses should never be under the impression that insurance is out of their reach, and they should understand the cost-benefit analysis. They should understand what your analysis is going to do in terms of maybe changing some things about tax brackets and adjusted incomes and things like that. There's a lot of magic that happens here. A lot of resources Antonio has to offer. Those of you who are business owners should be in front of Antonio as soon as you can get in front of him. Have your current stuff looked at. If you don't have anything, you're taking a big risk. You got to talk to Antonio, 719-203-6424. And it is time for a break. You're listening to Antonio Briseño, the agent, here on KRDO News Radio at 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM. Listen live at KRDO.com. Subscribe to The Agent Podcast at theagentco.podbean.com.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more. With lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back. I'm Ted Robertson, co-hosting for Antonio Briseño, the agent, the guy who gets things done. Give him a call right now. Get that appointment set. The open enrollment window is open, but not for much longer. 719-203-6424. 719-203-6424. In the first segment, we talked a lot about health. Friday Health Plan's view of open enrollment for 2020, sort of a topic that we want to address as we go into the second segment here. We'll hear from the very wonderful Cheryl Briles Thompson and her partner Joe Blakely coming up as well about how Friday Health Plans helps businesses. There's sort of a sidebar here too, Cheryl, about the ACA and how that's had an effect on who is being insured in terms of groups.
Correct. So from about 2007, 2017, and during that time, ACA fully implemented in the 2013 to current timeframe, we saw a decline in the amount of employers here in Colorado that were offering group coverage. So for example, in 2006, 2007, it ranged about 45,000 employers offered coverage. And then that dropped in 2013 to 29,000, 2014 all the way down to 21,000. And it's been going down. In 2016, it hit a low of about 19,000 employers here in Colorado offering coverage. However, in 2017, we've seen it's gone up to 23,000. And I'm sure 2018, we're always working about a year behind in regards to metrics. But in 2018, once we get those numbers, I'm sure it will continue to be an increase. And one thing that's really interesting of those numbers, at the end of 2017, the employee size of these groups that are offering coverage, 6 to 10 employees, it's running about 20% of all of those groups. For even smaller micro groups, as we call them, which is Friday's niche, the 2 to 5 employee segment, is 23%. So the ability to offer coverage to these smaller employees is something that Friday really, we pride ourselves on and we're really excited about. And so Joe, he has been out there working with Antonio and employers to offer coverage, the best thing that's going to fit them.
Good morning, Antonio and Ted. Thanks for having us on today.
Well, it is my pleasure to finally get you on the show.
You bet. So one of the things that I find interesting when we do have volatility in the pricing of individual is sometimes when the premium goes down, people will just stay put and they don't realize they could be getting an even better deal. So I would encourage everybody that's out there to go ahead and dive into this with a professional. Don't do it alone. And don't just look at the premium when you're comparing plans. Make sure that you look at the value of the plan and how it's going to impact you and your family when you ultimately have to use the coverage. Sometimes people will look past doctor's office visit copays, prescription drug copays, and they're just looking at the bottom line. And that's a big mistake.
Oh, I agree. That's something we've been talking about, I think, since day one, is you have to look at the whole picture. And as we've said here on the show, you know, we are more consultants because what we're going to do is we're going to look at everything. We're going to go ahead and look at what your income is, your family size. And when it comes to the businesses, I think one of the challenges is a lot of businesses are not looking at that whole picture. And so they have a lot of areas where they're neglecting and they're vulnerable. And so we've had a lot of clients that have been in that situation, individual and business, where, you know, they only look at that premium. They're not looking at their prescription coverage. They're not looking at their doctor's visits. And then they find out that they're spending twice as much with the plan that they got. And I've had the pleasure of helping some of these clients where we could almost reduce their premium, you know, by a third or more because we shifted how that coverage is working for them. And I know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's wonderful. And, you know, Friday Health Plans does a great job with that, with their prescription drugs and with doctor's visits.
So one of the things we pride ourselves in is that we have coverage that not only the employer can afford, but that the employees can afford to use. That's a huge benefit nowadays when everything seems to be increasing in cost. We've actually got zero cost primary care doctor's office visits, as well as zero cost preferred generic drugs. So that's a huge benefit to most people. We want to make sure that they're taking those medications, that they're staying in compliance with their care routine. We also have great flexibility when we're talking about the small group market. Some of the carriers out there will limit which plans you can combine together to offer a full portfolio for your company. We don't do that. We want you to make that decision and decide which plans are appropriate for your employees to select from. Someone might want a more catastrophic plan to keep that premium down, whereas someone else might want to have a program that has unlimited doctor's office copays. We never want to put someone in a circumstance where they're questioning, is my kid sick enough to go to the doctor? Because I have to pay the entire cost of that. That's not a good position to be put in.
Oh, I definitely agree. And that's one thing that has been our mission, is to educate these clients, because so many, they do not know what's going on. They're not sure how to put a plan together to get the best benefits, not only for their family or for their employees. And so that's what I'm definitely here for. That is my mission, is really to provide that education and to provide that information so people know what they can get and what is going to fit them and what's going to fit their needs. So,
right.
I mean, I think that's what's most important for our industry, is for us to, you know, be that resource to really help people understand what's going to work best for them and to protect them.
You bet. And it's nice that we go down to two eligible employees, and we don't care if they're related or not, which is refreshing in this small group market, because most other carriers won't be that flexible. I think ultimately the thing to remember about whether or not it makes sense to have a small group or an individual plan in an employer setting is what is going to make the most sense to retain and attract a higher caliber employee for that group. That's ultimately why we offer benefit programs in the first place, is to be more competitive in the workplace and offer a benefit to attract and retain a higher caliber employee.
Oh, I agree. And as we all know, you know, finding employees is one of the hardest things, and finding good employees. I'm sure Ted can go ahead and talk about that from his experience on his show, where they talk about businesses. Keeping that employee is always a priority.
Well, just throwing my two cents in, thank you for the invitation, Antonio.
Oh, sure, anytime.
What we talk a lot about is the ability for an employer to remain competitive in a very prosperous market right now, where the grass is greener on other sides of fences an awful lot more than it ever has been. And insurance is one of those areas where if you're able to deliver a superior policy, superior benefits to your direct competitor, you're going to retain your employees. It's very expensive to lose employees. It's even more expensive to gain them again, and you know, all the different investments of time and resources to train them and everything else, only to see them take off and go to a competitor because he's got a better benefits package. And that is one of the things that Antonio is all about, is seeing to it that as an employer you are competitive.
Yeah, that is our number one priority, is to really help our businesses and help our individuals to make sure they're taking care of their health. And, you know, with businesses, we want to help them with their bottom line, because we want to help them so they are progressing. They are doing well in the market. And, you know, that turnover is just crazy. I know I've gone through it myself, and it's no fun, and it's a lot of work, and it's very expensive.
One of the nice things about our programs, Antonio, is that we offer the flexibility for people in those transitional states, whether it's going from a small group to an individual plan or vice versa. And that's why we have the same provider networks, regardless of whether you're on a group or individual plan. We have the same prescription drug options, regardless of whether you're on a small group or individual plan. So we make that easy for people who are transitioning back and forth due to changes in their lives.
Yeah, which is very helpful. That's been very helpful for me. It's so much easier to explain, oh, well, what doctors are in the network? Oh, what facilities are in the network? Versus with you have some carriers, well, okay, well, yeah, this area we're going to cover this person, but this area we're not. And that gets confusing for our members. And having a network that's easy to understand is amazing. It's so...
Absolutely. And that was one of our focuses this year, was to simplify the provider network and make it easy.
Well, you definitely have done that. It was great having you guys on the show. And, you know, thank you for everything that you guys have done to kind of help this easier for our clients and for the communities and for the state of Colorado. And so look forward to having you guys back on the show soon. And thank you very much.
You've been listening
to
our pleasure.
Cheryl Riles Thompson and Joe Blakely, both of Friday Health Plans, wonderful partners of the Agent program here. Again, thank you both for all you do. Antonio, a couple minutes to wrap things up here. And what do we know about what we're going to be covering in the next couple of programs?
So the next program, we're going to focus on a couple of the deadlines because they're coming up very quickly. And so we're going to go over those. Our next show is actually going to be on a deadline. And so we're going to basically make sure people are aware of what they need to do, what they can do, if they have missed or, you know, if they haven't done anything yet.
Well, the important thing is that you still have an opportunity, if you haven't done anything yet, to not miss. And one of the ways that you do that is listen to The Agent. It airs every Saturday morning at 11:30 here on KRDO News Radio. Also, you can catch the podcast. You can subscribe now to The Agent podcast at theagentco.podbean.com. We will, of course, be posting the links to subscribe to the podcast. So you can go back and listen to any installment and get all the information you need on a certain topic if you want. Of course, the fastest, easiest, and best way is always to reach out to Antonio directly at 719-203-6424. Thank you all for being with us today. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño, the guy, your guy, who gets things done. Join him Saturdays at 11:30 on KRDO News Radio. Listen live at KRDO.com, on demand anytime at KRDO.com, or by podcast at theagentco.podbean.com.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.